Crazy Bros World, and now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
Okay, Ja Rule is sitting outside.
Yes.
Our studio. Can they hear us, Heather? Okay,
are
good.
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I feel like
he wants to do another fire festival.
That's what I saw on his show.
What the F?
He has a show on VH1, if I'm right.
And didn't he almost go to jail?
Yeah, but his partner went to jail.
Then why does he want to do it again?
I don't know.
Does he want to redeem himself?
I don't know.
I'm sorry we're whispering. I'm nervous. He's right out there with like 72 handlers.
Are we invited?
Can I have a ticket? So Jen Smedley and Kristen Hensley from I Mom So Hard are on the show today. They're so funny. I actually went to school with Jen's husband, which is so random. Yeah. And they have so much going on. But you know what? I'm excited for you guys to hear them because they have a lot of interesting things to say on motherhood and whatnot. So they're coming up in a few minutes. What are you doing this weekend?
What is happening this weekend? Oh, I thought I had a baby shower last weekend. It wasn't. It's this weekend, apparently.
Are you going to go?
Whoopsies. Yeah, I am. And we're going to buy a new mattress because...
That was a non sequitur.
No. I keep thinking about it because he hates the mattress because there's like divots in it. And he has like hip pains every morning.
Why don't you get a purple mattress?
A purple mattress? Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Heather, don't they want to give us one?
I can ask. Yeah. At least you have a promo code to bro.
There we go. I'll use the promo code Heather.
At checkout.
Exactly. But yeah, there's Labor Day sales. So I'm assuming it's going to be a good time to buy.
Yeah.
But how do you honestly check for mattress? Like,
let me tell you something.
So do you lay on them?
Yeah, you have to lay on them. So when we were doing all the mattresses for our house, for this house, I went to, someone told me to go to Macy's.
Yeah.
So I went to Macy's and... By the way, mattresses are so expensive.
I know.
I don't even want to tell you what I paid for our mattresses. They were a fortune. So there was like, let's call it the highest end pillow top, nice mattress. And then there was the one just below it.
Right.
So I got us the highest end and I got the kids and the guest room, the one just below. And I got to be honest, the kids' beds are more comfortable than ours.
But like you lay on it for 2 seconds and then you have to make a decision.
No, you lie for a little while. But I'm going to tell you what the difference is. I don't know that this is true, but I'd like to find out. I feel like that when you go in to do the tester, I think they're queen size beds when you go to the tester place. Mm-hmm. And we have a king size bed. And this is my theory, which is based on absolutely nothing, is that when you get to a king size bed, it's spread out.
Right.
And so it's like the coils are farther apart. Do you know what I'm saying? Like there's more real estate there.
Right.
I think the smaller it gets, the more like it keeps itself together.
And then what do you do? What if he likes really firm and I like it soft?
So get a sleep number.
Because then it's different on.
Yeah, you dial them. We almost bought one of those.
Oh, this is like a lot of pressure, I feel like.
Go into, if they have them at the mall, go to the Spectrum. You can dial them up and down. All right, so we're going to have to go because
you have to go to the fire festival.
Yeah, I got to go get my tickets for the fire festival. I got to see what the heck's going on. So we're going to do that. And then we're going to have on Kristen and Jen. And well, stay tuned because they're going to be here in a second. Before we get started, CBD is all the rage. But did you know that there are all different kinds of CBD brands out there? Some good, some not so good. Here's a fun fact. Even though CBD is federally legal to buy online, thanks Farm Bill, it's not regulated by the FDA. So half the time, you have no idea what you're getting. That's why I trust Canvas CBD. They include third-party test results in the package, so you know it's high quality. You can see exactly what's in every bottle. Don't believe me? Try it for yourself. They're offering the first 500 listeners who respond to this offer their travel-size CBD relief cream for just $2. I mean, come on, $2? What do you have to lose for $2? Go to canvasrelief.com/Heather. That's canvasrelief.com/Heather and get your travel size relief cream for $2 before they're gone. These normally go for $10, but our listeners can get it while supplies last. Canvas offers two premium CBD products, the best tasting full spectrum CBD oil on the market for rest and relaxation, and the most powerful 500 milligram CBD cream for pain relief and inflammation. Canvas works, but don't take my word for it. Try it and see if you don't feel better. Canvas is going to give you your money back, no questions asked. Visit canvasrelief.com/Heather. That's Canvas, C-A-N-V-A-S, Relief, R-E-L-I-E-F. Canvasrelief.com/Heather to get your travel size of cream. No strings attached, no hidden subscription fees, $2. $2 is going to help you try the best damn CBD on the market. Hurry, when the first 500 are gone, they are gone. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Okay, please welcome Kristen Hensley and Jen Smedley. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
By the way, you guys are on fire. You have your new special on Amazon Prime. Your book, I Mom So Hard, is huge. And now, in Variety, announced you're doing a show for ABC.
Well, we're writing it. We're in the first stages of it. And yes, it's very, very, very exciting. As you said everything, my stomach was like, you feel like you're going to barf a little bit. But yes, all those things are exciting and terrifying all in the same
way. I think we're doing this weird thing where we're like, quit reminding ABC we have a deal, because then they'll say no. They'll be like, wait, who did this?
I'm actually, the other side, I'm like, remind them we have a deal. Make it like I'm like that weird cousin that you just are reminded is family and will be at every event no matter what you do. You can't get rid of me.
So how did you guys meet?
Well, we should have met in Nebraska because that's where we're both from.
You're both from Nebraska?
We're both from Nebraska, but
that's
did
so
not
random.
Know each other
Super
in Nebraska.
Random.
And then, we didn't know each
Nebraska's
other.
Well, Nebraska's not a small place.
It's not,
but not a
geographically,
big place.
It's sizable, okay. But
population small, land large.
Interesting. But so you weren't in the same pocket?
No, because there's only three.
Okay.
Well, at one time we were in the
we
same
were
pocket.
We were in the same
because
pocket. Still didn't meet.
I was friends with her roommate. I was friends with the guy she dated. And then we, like,
did you go to
never...
the same school?
No, but we were in the same city. There's, like, two majors in Nebraska. It's Omaha and Lincoln. And
they're probably,
like,
technically villages, too.
They're probably so... villages to everyone else. I like to call them majors. It's a hub, if you will. And I'm from a little small town and then moved to Lincoln to do to study theater at the university. And she was at Wesleyan, which is in Lincoln, which is the snooty private school. And our world's
it's
just
Nebraska,
like,
Wesleyan, but I just like to say Wesleyan so it sounds like the good
school.
So
it's school. Kind of
like
Yeah.
Well, it's not a lie. So.
Yeah. It's good. Like I went to Nebraska Princeton.
It's still a Princeton.
Princeton, right?
Yeah. It's still a Princeton.
So then we moved out here separately. Yep. She moved out to L.A. before me to pursue acting. And I moved out to pursue a boyfriend, a husband. No, I was doing, like, writing and stuff like that. And we both lived in Venice, like, a block away from each other.
Mm-hmm. And drove identical cars like real assholes.
So random.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I allowed to swear?
A Mini Cooper. She had a red one, I had a blue one.
It's obnoxious. It's so
that
funny.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. And but we met each other and it was like, how come? Like,
When did you actually meet?
Well, it's really funny. My friend was doing a comedy show at this theater and it's just like this. I probably shouldn't say it's rundown. It wasn't that rundown, but it wasn't of your nicer fares of theaters.
Got it.
In fact, the place was so poor that when they named it, it used to be a salon, and the sign above it said something salon, and they just took that something out and called it the salon because, like, it's cheaper than
it's cost
buying a new sign. Like, I don't want to change the signage. And so I went to a comedy show. Jen was in it. I remember thinking, oh my God, she's so funny, and she wears so many accessories. How does she navigate? You know? And then afterwards, we were having beers in the parking lot, and we were kind of like back to back, and Nebraska came up, and we both turned, and we were like, you're from Nebraska? And then it was – somebody said that, like, our voices kept going high-pitched as we figured out how – all the people we had in common until we were, like, breaking glass. They were like, you too, stop screaming.
That's funny.
Yeah, and then we just kind of, like, the next day we hung out and – switched leather jackets. And we were like, man, we just switched leathers. That's a big commitment. And then we were just best friends immediately.
After that,
But you guys were single then, right?
Yes.
So this has been a long time. So you guys didn't work together for quite some time.
Yeah, we've been friends for, the math on it, somewhere around 15
remember.
Years.
We drank a lot at the time, so it's hard to recall, but I think 15 years
feels like the right number.
Okay. So she met my husband like a day before I met my husband.
I met him way before you met him.
She did. This is true.
Let's hear it.
I went to school with her husband. Britt McAdams.
Really?
Yes. That's and amazing. I was on the way up here. I was texting my friend Jen, and I was like, "Oh my God, you're not gonna believe who's on the show today." But she's like in a fancy meeting or something, and she couldn't text me back.
That's so, he's probably scared to death too, because he has this, like, I don't know if it's true, but he has this like picture of himself as being like a real mean kid when he was in school.
Yeah,
and he's like the world's nicest person now.
You know what's great? I weirdly remember no one, and. No, it's true. So my friend Jen James, my best friend since fourth grade, and that's when we moved to Chappaqua. And I'll call her and be like, but when you said my husband's Brad, like I knew exactly who he was. I picture him. Aww. I know who he is. I had no negative thoughts.
That's good. So, you know, that's really good.
But yeah. Honestly, no positive ones either. I know we never kissed or anything. I could tell you that. Well, and but I don't remember. For some reason, I don't remember people from that time. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So I'll text Jen.
Because I remember everybody.
But then on the other side, I have a really good memory, though. Yeah. And then I remember really weirdly obscure people. But, like, people that you think I should know fall away. But I'll text Jen and I'll be like, do you know so-and-so? She's like, yes, Heather. He was with us in Blob. I'm like, oh, right.
Yes.
He just remembered. He's like, she always had really perfect hair and did, like, all the plays and stuff
that.
Like
that. Nothing's changed.
He didn't, like, call me a hoe or...
Oh, my God, no. But that's always my fear, too.
That would have been so awesome if he did and we had to, like, lie through it.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Oh.
So, but that would have been like, no, he said you were great.
Angel.
Angel. Yeah. Walked the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a rough patch in high school. Don't we all, though?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then I had another one in my 20s, and I think I'm experiencing one currently. So rough patches are just like...
Well, that's
I mean,
just
we
the
know
cycle
I drove here with
women.
Wet hair, so that's where my day started.
So, but you know what I love? I mean, I love that you based your, I mean, obviously your longtime friendship, but you got married around the same time, have kids around the same time.
Yep.
So this obviously happened pretty organically.
Yeah.
It really did.
I think... Both of us were just feeling like, you know, you have kids and Los Angeles is a really difficult place to explain if you're not from here or you haven't lived here, because there's this notion, and it's not wrong, that if you move to LA at all and you can survive there, it's like fancy. Like you're automatically you're
right.
automatically living in the Hollywood Hills
right.
if you even have stayed in Los Angeles. That's just not the truth. So like there is struggle in LA, whether even if you're really successful, it's tough. You know, financially and all those things. And so we had each other in this weird vacuum where we were living in LA, and like the word struggle doesn't feel right because we were doing okay. Like, but at some point we were like, man, we've got these kids. I can't lose weight. Is our careers over? Like neither one of us are working a ton. And we thought, and it wasn't like we decided to then do the videos because we weren't working. We decided to do the videos because we felt like we've got this voice and nobody's doing this thing. But on top of it, we're like, we've been doing comedy for a while. Let's see what we do together. And we love working together. So that's kind of where it all sort of came from in a weird roundabout way.
Yeah, we both kind of noticed like at the same time how when my son was born, so her son was first.
Yeah.
And she was my parenting pro.
Just shows you how desperate she was.
I really was. No. Yeah.
Because if you're the bar, is this a problem?
No, I think I make you feel great about yourself because you're going to immediately do better than me. And you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
So I would like text her if, you know, there was something wrong with the baby, and she would just like tell me it's okay or call the doctor, like one of the two options. And I notice, like, everybody on Facebook and everybody on Instagram posts these beautiful, perfect pictures of their families and their kids. And my husband and I were fighting all – like, I liked him at one point, and we couldn't even, like – we just, like, pass each other angrily in the hallway because we had not slept.
It's
and,
hard.
Like, I looked like – I look at myself when we started the videos, like the first video, and I'm like, who's that lady?
Poor lady.
Blonde hair.
She needs a shower.
Yeah.
I look younger now than I did
Absolutely.
6 years ago because
right.
I had a newborn.
Yeah, like, two. If you add another one to the mix, you're just not sleeping.
No.
And like, for me, I look at pictures and I'm horrified. I'm like, why did you post this? Like, you could see in the background, like, 4,000 toys stacked on laundry, like dirty dishes, and then like my kid with like this tank top that stains on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what a great day.
We're going to take a quick break here, but I wanted to take time to thank today's sponsors who keep the podcast free. Check out the links to their deals in the show description, as well as the link to my Amazon influencer page that helps out the show while you shop. Speaking of sponsors, are you in the market of getting new premium quality sheets without the price tag? Get the bed sheets that over 500,000 sleepers love. Brooklinen. With over 35,000 five-star reviews, it's no wonder that Brooklinen was named the winner of the best online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. Most bedding is marked up as much as 300%. Trust me, I've bought it, probably all of it, but not Brooklinen. These are luxury sheets, towels, beddings, and more without the luxury markup. Brooklinen was the first bedding company, meaning they work direct to consumer. They work directly with the manufacturers and directly with customers. No middlemen, just a great product and service. And the sheets don't just feel great. They look great, too, with over 20 colors and patterns to mix and match. My Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. You're going to love them. And their towels can turn your bathroom into a spa. I mean, I think you are going to love them. Not just for yourself, but for your family and friends that come to stay with you or to buy for as a gift to someone. Maybe someone's like moving, going to college, getting married. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code Heather at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all of their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code Heather at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code Heather. Brooklinen, best sheets ever. Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Get ready to get motivated with The Good Life with Stevie and Cezanne on Podcast One. The YouTube and blogging power couple warm hearts, inspire minds, and captivate listeners through intimate stories and powerful conversations with people who are making an impact, from major celebrities to everyday people. Download The Good Life with Stevie and Cezanne every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Now, back to Heather Dubrow's world.
How old are your kids?
Mine are 8 and 6, Finn and Eleanor. And Dashiell is...
Oh, yeah. 6 and 4, Dashiell and Delilah.
Oh, my God. I love the part in your guys' stand-up where you forgot your daughter's name.
Real life.
Yeah,
real
life. Oh, my God. Really she, like, happened. Had, like, a brain fart. She's like, my 7-month-old who's... you guys, like, just died.
My husband doesn't know any of the children's birthdays.
Oh, it was so great.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he knows half of their middle names.
That feels right.
Yeah.
That feels accurate.
If you want to, like, get a blank stare from your husband, ask what a shoe size is that they wear.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah. No, that's reaching.
There's
yeah,
no way. That's, no, or their that's dentist name. They don't know.
No.
Yeah, they don't
Not
know.
Not a clue.
Yeah. You're like, wait, they go to a dentist at this young? You're like, yeah, they sure do. They sure do.
Yeah, I make those appointments. They don't just, like, happen.
Yeah, that's not like a fun chair that you put a coin in. They're actually at the dentist's office at that point.
We kind of, like, noticed, though, just before we even started doing the page, like, the I Mom So Hard page, that if you post a picture that's, like, real life, people really appreciate it. And instead of saying, like, oh, that baby looks dirty, they're like... I lost my kid once. They just, like, open up about, like...
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It's wonderful.
It's, like, a relief to not have to be nailing every single part of life.
Yeah, because there's two... When we started doing the videos, we just felt there were two options. One that was to scare you, like read terrible sad stories that were like so depressing and terrifying, like some shelf was gonna fall apart and land on your baby and you're like, what? Yeah. I got that thing for $16. I gotta take it out.
I know.
Like,
a mobile?
Yeah, what?
Over the crib? That's what? Reckless. What?
And then a bumper?
Yeah.
Living
you never know. You never know. They could really, and you're thinking your kid can like at 2 months can like do backflips out of the, you're just terrified. And then the other worst side is when they want to be inspirational, and that feels hard too. Like, you know what? You're not in it enough. You need to put a bunch of sparkles on the wall and make shit glow when you turn the lights off to stimulate brain activity while they sleep.
That's right. And I'm like, save money and hand make all of your decorations for the birthday party. Like,
and if that's your thing and you do it, God love you and I'm happy for you, as long as it's not at the expense of your sanity or that you think you have to do it because someone tells you to do it.
Well, that's what's hard. I mean, we have one friend, who Lindsay, who's like brilliant at everything. I mean, this chick, she can meal prep, she can do all the parties and the photos and everything's always perfect. And it's hard to have friends like that.
Yeah.
Because it makes you feel like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with me?
But she's still, at some point, she's crying in her car.
Yeah, she's bawling in her shower.
I don't think so.
Really? You want to know
she
something?
She thrives
she's
off this.
Not, but this is, this is, you know how we all like have our thing?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't do comedy. You know what I'm saying?
That's her thing.
Like, this actually is her thing. And not only is she good at it, but, you know, it's funny, when I first met her, I was like, I don't know. And then I fell in love with her. And what I realized was she does it for herself.
See, and that's awesome.
That's the difference.
That's the difference.
That when you're doing it for the Instagram story and for other people to say how fabulous, those are the people crying in their car because it's not authentic. It, for her, it really is.
Yeah.
Also, and we know those women and we think it's awesome. We're like, in no way are we saying like, you have to be like bad at this to be part of our, we're saying like, we want to be better. We're just not. And like, and bravo to the moms out there who are like, you know what? I could run a Fortune 500 company, but I'm going to do that with my family and I'm going to make no apologies. We're like, great. Can I borrow your shit at the birthday party and use it for my own?
Yeah.
Like, I just want some spill off.
That Lindsay does make me a little bit sad because I really had every intention of, like, being that mom. Like, I was like, okay, I don't need to do comedy anymore. Like, I'll be a stay-at-home mom. That sounds great. Like, I love to cook. Like, all the stuff
she
I think
is very
you're
good
supposed
at all of that
to
stuff.
Do. And then it was this, like, shock to me that – you combine all the things you're supposed to do. I can't do it. I thought like, well, I'm a smart person. I'm not one of those people that like leaves their kid in the car at the casino, you know, like I, you know,
yet.
Like yet. I mean, depends. You know, with the purpose of going in to gamble because you don't want to spend babysitter money on
that. No.
Instead of at the craps table. But I was shocked to know that I wasn't as good at it as I thought I would be.
Well, it's hard to stay home. It's so much easier to go to work.
Ah, that's a big debate. And what I would say to that is, like, I just don't think anybody has it easy. Do you know? I just think, like...
Well, you feel guilty if you go to work.
You feel guilty if you go to work. You feel guilty if you stay home.
Being home's tough. It's just a lot. It's just a lot of... You know what it is? We were talking about... I had an issue with my husband last week that we were talking about yesterday. That it's like, you know, when you do everything right as a parent... There's like no reward. Like your kid doesn't come up to you. I mean, your kids are still really young, but they don't come up to you and be like, wow, mom, you made that dentist appointment. You got me to soccer on time.
Yeah,
and my cleats were there. And the only time anyone notices is when you do it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like you take off a day to bring them to like Disneyland and somehow you've still done that wrong. Like you can't make them happy. You pack the wrong snack or whatever. Like at the end of your hardest day, which – especially with babies. I feel really bad saying this to you right now.
By the way,
I'm taking it all in.
Such a long day, but you feel like, well, surely there's going to be a ticker tape parade.
Right.
Because this is the hardest day any human has ever had. And there's nothing. It's like your husband gives you the cold shoulder when you go to bed. It's
and
so
that's why
shocking.
You need your friends. You need your, you need your friends because they remind you that you still are. You're in it. Your friends that get it, they go, oh, man, you're just in it right now. Hang tight. You're just in it. And the world does change once you're out of a diaper bag and out of a stroller. The world opens
easier.
Up. It's easier. It's different, like mind games, because they become meaner. But it's
and it's hard because they're mobile and make bad decisions.
And they're manipulative. But it's
other than that.
It's perfect. It's great, you know. But like, yes, it is. It is really tough in the beginning, and it's tough just. All the emotional stuff that comes with it and not giving yourself a break and then all this other crap that you have to be back physically perfect. Like, it's just too much pressure.
I feel like every stage is going to be hard, right? Like each stage has the good and the bad.
Sure.
Yes. So there's like new wonderful things too, and then just what's hard sort of shifts.
Yeah, right when you get it figured out, something changes. That's the point.
She always tells me that.
I always tell her, I go, like, you know, you have this baby and you're like, you got it together. You're feeding them.
Yeah.
You got the bottle thing down or the breastfeeding, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Get all the time. And all of a sudden, they introduce solids. And then that's like a disaster. And then you, like, but then it's just a constant, it's very mercurial.
Yes.
And it doesn't change. My oldest two are about to turn 16.
Ooh.
Yes, that's fun.
Now, wait, in California, can you get a driver's license at 16
yes,
or is
you
it
can.
18? Oh, boy. Are you going
to
do that?
Oh, yeah. No, they have their permits. I'm trying. As a matter of fact, before you guys walked in, I was trying to see if I got them their driver's test. I love it. Look, I know that most mothers are like, oh, my gosh, mostly because they're worried, obviously. Of course I'm worried for the safety of my children. But I also hate being Uber.
Yes, yeah. I've heard
and
that's
then
hard.
All I do
We're
is
kind
drive
of that right now,
four
but it's
kids,
just little.
And all I do is drive. It's crazy. And now they're going to help. And now when they have their permits now, so they'll drive and I sit in the passenger seat and I can be on my phone. Mm-hmm. I'm doing my thing and they're driving. It's like the best thing ever.
So you have two 16-year-olds and then
they're all about to turn to the next age. So they're two are 15, one 12, one 8 that are about to turn to 9,
wow.
13 and 16.
Are your twins girls?
Boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl.
I have one boy, three girls. Yeah.
Oh my.
Are you guys done? Are you gonna have more kids?
Oh, my husband got a vasectomy so fast.
Well, I didn't mean with him. I just meant no.
Well, if somebody leaves one on my doorstep, I will take that baby. So I just looked at you.
I was
like,
what's your address? Don't tempt me with a good time.
Do you have a name, Piper?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I think I would have had 10 if I could have. But, like, we had a rough second pregnancy with Eleanor. I had a cervical injury, so I had to go on full bed rest for, like the majority of the pregnancy, which
so
was
hard.
So hard. And I would have to do that all over again. And it's like, and then you're at risk because of the injury. I'm like, it's just not.
No.
We're going to go ahead and just live our lives and be happy. And of course, like, I think I am the kind of person that would have had like 10 if you, my husband's like, it would have never stopped. You would have been like, we would have been at 8.
Yeah.
You'd have been like, let's do one more. Because I'm from a big family. So I like that.
How many kids are in your family?
Well, 3 are in mine, but my mom has 13. So,
oh,
like, aunts and uncles and cousins and
wow,
just nuts.
And you
so,
know
yeah.
all of them?
Yes.
Wow. How about you? You have a lot of kids?
She knows all of them, too. No,
I've met them all. But there's nobody – we are not breeders in my family. Like,
I know,
had two,
so
and everybody's like, settle down, you whore. We don't do that. Like, but I would love to have more, like – So my husband's like, we'll get more dogs because...
Wait, Britt has siblings.
He does.
Yeah.
His sister, Lexi, and she has one.
Is she older or younger?
She's older.
So how much older is she?
Two and a half years.
Two.
Oh, this is... Yeah. She's exactly 2 years, 4 months, and 16 days older than him because that's what my brother is demanding. It's weird. Isn't that
that's
crazy, right?
Weird. It's weird that you figured that out.
I know. Trust me.
That's a lot of math.
Yeah, trust me.
OCD thing.
The numbers thing. We're on a flight, and I'm like, I'm not doing my numerology right now.
Yeah. So she's awesome. And then I have a brother. He's married, no kids. So it's my two. That's why I'm like, do I owe him more kids? Do I owe him, like, more siblings? Or
no,
I don't
two's
know.
Good.
Two's good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I can handle.
Like, I would have to imagine. I would think having one kid. So I started with twins. So there was always two of them, right? But I can imagine that one kid is very difficult, especially if you just have one, because you're everything. There's no one to say, go play with your so-and-so. Mm-hmm. It's just you're the main event. That's a lot of pressure.
I think it's tough. It's
she
tough
paused
no
because how. She wishes she was an only child, right? Is that fair to say?
Don't we all sometimes?
Just saying, like, I was the first one, and I thought they got it right.
Why mess with perfection?
We were fine. That's and then my so brother great. And my sister came along. No, they're awesome.
There is this thing about when you have the next one, you're like, oh, I forgot about this phase, like this thing that happens. Uh-huh. Like when my son was born, all I wanted was to be able to, like, sit him down and not have him fall over or have to, like – Because you always have one hand that's busy. You can't right. do anything that requires like two hands. And then as soon as they can stand, so you could be like in a supermarket and set them yeah. down and not get judged for like laying them in fruit or whatever. But like you forget that until you have the next one. So like people won't remember what's going on with you. And I right. don't know if it's like oxytocin or something, but you just forget about what happened. Yeah. When you have babies.
Oh, totally. What's so funny is so Natalie's she was doing her registry and everything, and you know they always come up with new stuff.
Yes.
So even
yeah.
probably between your first and second.
Oh my gosh. Crazy.
Where did all this come from? Well, I have a 7-year age spread between my first and my youngest, so there like a lot of new stuff popped up. And now Natalie, I'm looking at everything, and I'm like, this stuff just didn't exist. It's crazy. But I laugh because I'm like, don't buy a wipey warmer. Don't. And then we're talking about like the thing that goes into the shopping cart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The fancy like right. puppy thing that goes right. in the shopping cart. I'm like, you understand that thing's now dirty too. Because you've now put that thing on that dirty shopping cart and now you're rolling it back up and putting it in the bag in the back yeah. of your truck. You're not going to go sanitize that thing. Mm-hmm. And then you just leave it in your truck. It's all dirty. You just have to let it go.
Plus, yeah. you will beg a perfect stranger to watch your child for 10 seconds rather than have to take them into the grocery store. Ugh. When my son was like 8 months old, he pulled over an entire like Slim Jim display like at the oh. end of a...
And you just kept on walking.
I was like, somebody needs to check their child because that one is
That's embarrassing.
Control.
Somebody call security and watch him for 2 hours, please.
Yeah.
While I go get a massage.
Please. Tell us about the comedy special.
The comedy special is now, it's on
streaming,
Amazon Prime Video, and it was the first tour that we did, which was really special for us because the tour all came from a place of, like, we put the videos up and so quickly these women, just out of nowhere, we were like, hey, I don't know 5,000 people.
Yeah,
and neither. And the women were, it was so inspiring and awesome and just, like, fueled us, and we were like, we gotta go. Like, do a show or meet them. Like, this feels weird to just have this, like, social media thing. We want to, like, see them. So it just turned out that Jen's dad had sent some really cool, like, educational toys from this company in Nebraska called Fat Brain Toys. And they were in.
Fat Brain.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome. And they were sitting in the back of our first video. And they called us. And we were like, there it is. We're getting sued.
Sorry
about that.
We're
getting sued. Yeah. And they were like,
take them out.
We were like, you know what? We can't afford an attorney because that we don't have any money.
Any money on
yeah. that. And they said, no, we want to bring you home to do a show. And we were like, well, that's great because we want to do a show, but we have not written a show. So we got together with my husband, who is our director of the live show, and wrote a show, did not test the material. And we had a friend come over, Dana, and watch the show, and we were like, give us real notes. Tell us what to fix. We literally got on a plane the next day because we sold what we thought was going to be like 200 tickets with family and friends.
Right.
Turned into 5,000 in 7 minutes. And we added three shows. And we have kept, I mean, I would say of the scripted material, 50% of it that's on the Amazon special is what we started with, which is pretty incredible because we had no time to do the right thing and like go into a club and write these jokes. And so we kind of decided, like, let's keep it as is. Let's go back to that. And the women that didn't get to see the first tour, which was so special for us because we took our families with us. Dumb move. Moving on.
Never again.
Yeah, now you get mm-hmm. to see it. And we were just really excited about it. And so there's improvisational parts of the show, but that obviously changes show to show. But the structure of the show is the same. Which is really fun.
So how do you do the traveling with the kids? I mean, do you take them with you every time now or do
no.
you leave them at home? So who watches your kids?
Our husbands.
They do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And
well, your husbands both have jobs that they could.
Yes. They have the ability to sort of maneuver their schedule. And my husband acts as our producer, so he is within our company of sorts. So, like, it's a little easier for him to do that and very lucky for us because...
But here's what we figured out. Okay, we did the first tour, and that was like 5 weeks, 42 shows on a tour bus. And we had my sister-in-law
both of our families.
Yeah, we had
babysitter,
an assistant, and one other person.
Hannah, Renee,
yeah.
your sister-in-law, my mother
so
for
like
2 weeks. We got her
15 people on this tour bus.
Oh.
That you could not poop on.
Why? You can't poop on the bus.
Why?
There was a bathroom, but you're not allowed. It's
apparently, like, bands and, like, they will tell you you're not allowed to poop on the bus. And so, like, when you have a 4-year-old,
that was our whole point in getting a bus, because we were all, like, these toddlers on it.
Like, yeah, we had toddlers.
Did you have to get the little pop up potty thing with the plastic bag?
We like diapers for everybody.
Well, Delilah was still in diapers. We stopped and went to the bathroom. Apparently, like, even if you're like some rocker band, like,
you're not allowed.
Def Leppard's running off the bus to go poop in the lobby of a hotel.
They are. Well, that's what me and Natalie would do anyway, because we probably couldn't go on the bus. So.
Agreed. I can't relax. But
her son accidentally went.
On the last day, he forgot, and he came out of the bathroom like he was being, I don't know, maybe like prosecuted.
He was like trying not to look at anybody, and he glanced up at me and saw my eyes, and I was like, did you?
And he goes,
no.
Oh, but then he goes, I did. My kid kicked off the bus. And then it just smelled terrible because it's the septic tank underneath or the it's terrible.
Oh,
really fun story, you guys.
Yeah.
Fun story.
It was exactly as illustrious as you would imagine.
We had pool noodles all over the...
Duct tape to everything.
Because all the kids' heads were exactly the height of the tables.
Yeah, Delilah was not even two when we started.
She's a baby.
What a fun memory, though.
They love it. They want to go on tour again.
Quite honestly, I would do it again, too. It was such a hoot. It's so silly. And I think for me, it was hard in the beginning because I'm not great at sleeping in hotels. Now I'm better at it. But, oh, my God, the kids loved it. They thought it was, like, the greatest thing.
Did you sleep on the bus?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
But that was hard. Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
It was city
really,
to city.
It was kind of the craziest thing because, like, this is what we always, like, tell people in the videos because they're like, well, are you real, Mom? Like, really? You get to do this cool stuff. And, like, my dad was super sick when we were on the tour bus. And I would be like, can everybody go in the back and watch a movie? I'll be up front having a call with hospice right now. Like, it was a nightmare. Yeah. It was so hard.
Yeah.
But so we were like, we'll never do that again. But now it was 2 years ago, so we're like kind of...
It's that oxy...
The kids are bigger.
Yeah. Now we're remembering it more romantically. But
yeah, that's what happens.
We made this rule that, like, we can't be gone longer than, like...
5 days is, like, the longest we can sort of stomach being away from...
So
kids.
We have like a 10-day tour. Yeah. Then the husbands will bring the kids to meet us someplace.
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
We'll make Chicago the middle stop or something so that there's a place for us to go. And it's.
We went to Detroit this summer, and our kids now think like Detroit is like a vacation like destination.
We went to Detroit and Hawaii. And if you ask my 4-year-old, what do you like better, Detroit or Hawaii? She goes, Detroit.
Why? What'd you
because
do there?
We had so much fun as two families together. We went to a water park, and then we went back to the hotel, and
it's
we
like
found
Minnesota.
Right.
We found an empty conference room.
Well,
so
our tour manager
has kids.
Yeah.
So there are like 8 kids. And we all went to a conference room that wasn't being used, took it over, had drinks, let the kids play. You would have thought they were in
heaven.
Yeah. $80 a night for that hotel.
Yeah.
It's like, isn't that crazy? Yeah.
It's infuriating.
So let me ask you this. Since I'm a little bit of the future of what you're getting into.
Oh, let that be true.
Yeah, well, thank you. But, you know, some days are good, some days are not. Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date. The luxury package you got after a big promotion. Or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. Well, you can't put a price tag on your stories, but now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Honestly, this is like the coolest thing. Just go do it. Go put your license plate number in there. It's really neat. Everything pops up. And then you just answer a couple of questions. Like if you have a navigation, you have a moonroof, you have like some fancy video in there, you watch as it bumps up your value. If you have high mileage, well, okay, you knew that was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas. I'm curious if you've thought about how you're going to handle, because obviously, you know, being moms and talking about what's going on with the kids is a large part of what you do. Now, of course, I talk for a living, and in the last 2 years, I'm going to say, I've really had to watch what I talk about. And sometimes, you know, I just talk about it anyway, but I, of course, you know, my twins are 16. Like, they have personal, you know, not information. I wouldn't tell anything like that. But I mean, you know, if like one of my kids, when she was really little, like she had issues, and the doctor thought that she had this, and she had that, whatever. And I talked about all of it. I talked about the IVF. I talked about all that kind of stuff because I truly believe that it's how we help each other. And sure. I think through all of your comedy, you're helping. And that's why the women are so drawn to you guys, because we're all thinking it. We're all feeling it. And it's nice to hear someone say it out loud, right?
Yeah.
So it's cool. But what happens is that they get older, and now you have to, like, all right, here's an example. So I wanted to post a picture of the twins on the first day of school.
Yeah.
And they were like, you cannot post. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm your mother. Isn't that like
do whatever the hell I want to.
Yeah. Right. But they're like, but you have, you know, blah, blah, followers, and, you know, our friends follow you. Blah, and I go, fine. So I thought this was really funny. So I posted a picture of the two of them, and I put eye roll emojis over their face, and then wrote something underneath it, whatever. And they got out of school, and they went nuclear. I mean, nuclear, to the point where I had to take it down. And then I was so mad at myself, and I was mad at them, that I put up a picture of two random twins, like from stock footage photos. And I wrote, these are not my kids, but I hope they had a really fabulous first day of school.
Well done.
They didn't like that either, but I was like, too bad. And I left it there. But that's the thing, is that you get into these issues when they start becoming of an age where mm-hmm. people, and you guys are in the public eye. And have you thought about any of that?
Of course. Of course.
We've kind of thought about it from the beginning.
Yeah.
And kind of like, we're lucky enough because we are friends and have somebody who can, like, say no, and you get support on that no, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we've had conversations about, like, should we put pictures of them on Instagram?
Yeah.
And we're, like, really thoughtful about which one goes up, like, if it...
How does it... Yes, we're mindful of that stuff, but we also feel like there are these universal truths that are happening, and if we pose it the right way, it becomes less specific to them and sort of general for all of us.
Right.
Yeah. Like, one of the parts of our show right now that we do is we talk to boy moms, and we're like, are y'all playing that game of stop putting your hand on your wiener? And the audience goes crazy because we're all saying the same thing to our boys, and we're like, this is not what I thought I would be saying. But you kind of are always saying, like, hey, take your hand out of your shorts. Like, you're just always saying it, and that's not to embarrass him. It's just this general idea. So we always try to, like,
generalize a bit.
I think that's...
Yeah, we don't want to, like, throw anybody under the bus in specific. Like,
yeah.
See, I do sometimes.
We try to put the blame on us, which is... That's why we get away with a lot, knock on wood, is that we don't criticize anybody else's parenting, their mothering. We say we are the ones not doing a good job. If you're doing great, God love you. More power to you. But we'll put up, like, a picture of a ridiculous outfit that we put the kid in. Like, I let my child go to school in cowboy boots and a bee costume because I couldn't fight it. I couldn't do it. Like, that was not the hill I would die on today, you know?
Yeah. So. But I do see what you mean. It gets tricky because once they get older, they also – the things they do and the things they say, you're like, oh, you just acted like a terrible human being right there. And, like, it does lend itself to some judgment to them. And I think that's something we just have to be – careful of, and it's going to be a challenge as we move forward, and
we'll screw it up. Absolutely.
But here's what I would
trust
also
me. I have no driving on a reality show, man, that's tough.
I don't, you know,
that she does not know what you're talking about, probably, but I do
way
very
to
well
go yeah. I know reality shows.
I can imagine. I think that sometimes, like, watching it, like, because you have to talk about what your life is, and your life is your family.
But I have diarrhea of the mouth. Like, I'll talk about anything. I don't care. But that's why I'm asking, because I really am now, like, with Housewives, you know, I think the year we got off the show, it was, like, a good transitional time because the kids were just getting to that age that it kind of worked out.
Yeah.
But, like, people will say, oh, would you ever go back? And it's not that I'm never going to do that again. But, like, that would be something I'd really have to think about, because I don't think they would want to do it at all.
Yeah.
Why don't you do go to New York or Beverly Hills? I'm beyond.
God. Shh. Oh, my God.
I got a lot of opinions. I know.
She's like,
I have a super fan. So.
She's a super fan. She watches all of them. I feel like a bad friend because she'll start talking to me about it, and I'll be like,
so do you watch them because you find it them aspiring, like blue skies, or because it's such a shit show it makes you feel better?
Honestly,
or a combination of both?
It's a combination of both because I kind of like my brain goes on autopilot while I'm watching them. And sometimes I can be like, well, I would never say that about anybody. So that makes me a great human being.
Right. Like, and there you go.
But a lot of it is it's just like beautiful people with beautiful clothes.
Yes, she likes the beautiful clothes homes and the stuff.
Well, that's why Beverly Hills is good because they always take good trips.
Yes.
And they're always dressed beautifully.
Yeah.
I just want like
some of the other franchises.
I was going to say, I think each franchise has like its own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Beverly Hills is the best at that.
Yeah.
I think so too. I like New York
too. New York is good too.
Yes.
It's an elevated level of crazy, but it's, I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I think you guys are fabulous. I Mom So Hard is the book. The Amazon special, Amazon Prime special is up. Congratulations on your deal. And by the way, say it loud, say it proud. We had, I can't remember who was on my show like a couple months ago, but we were talking, maybe it was Jamie Lynn Sigler, we were talking with her.
She's
about,
awesome. We love her so much.
She's a great gal. We were talking about how we used to not say things. Like, you know, you don't want to say you have a development deal like you were talking about before.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, whatever. Or you're just scared to say it because it might fall through or whatever.
Just, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, we just need to say it, right?
Just say it, whatever. It's awesome. It's great.
It is awesome. And we feel like there's not a second that any of this is lost on us. And we also think it's really funny when people are like, are you guys changing? Are you guys like, are we? And I'm like, I promise you, I have as much cellulite as now that I did, actually more than I did 2 years ago. So everything is 100% the same.
So funny. I have less.
Well, good.
Good for you.
Well, we have a new product that we developed. That's really
okay.
Good.
That's
we were going to say.
Yeah, because we have a lot of things we want to get fixed. And our stomachs, we want to do like a 2-for-1 with your husband. We want to do a 4-for-2 with the boobs.
We just want to lay next to each other and get a really good deal. But I feel like, you know, that's something you don't want a Groupon. So like we're trying to work a deal.
Well, I think you guys look fabulous.
Thank you.
I would not worry about anything. And from a plastic surgeon's wife that has real breasts, let me just tell you. You guys look great.
You have real boobs? Mm-hmm. I don't even have real boobs.
Really?
Yeah. Got them done when I was 25.
No,
just kidding,
and
30.
Honestly, by this point, I'd probably be allergic to them. So I just have to call it.
Really?
I adore you guys.
Thank
Will you guys come back?
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
We'd love to.
We'd love to having you. Thank you guys so much. Tell everyone how to find you on social media.
imomsohard.com. And you can also find us on Facebook at imomsohard. And on Instagram at imomsohard. Yeah. And
we make it simple.
My email is KH. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
They're hilarious.
They're so funny. You got to go check out their comedy show, too. I love that they're going around the country on a bus.
I mean, who does that?
By the way, I was thinking to myself, I didn't want to say it out loud, but I was thinking, I would never do that.
No.
I would be flying.
I would probably shoot myself.
I would never do that.
With my family?
On a bus?
Kill me. No.
With no alcohol?
The bathroom?
Oh. God.
No.
Definitely not.
No.
No, it just really wouldn't happen. But I do think that they're hilarious, and I'm so happy for them. And now I'm starting to get nervous for my performance tonight.
No, don't. That, if anything, that should have like made you. Because they're comics.
I'm not.
But you're just as funny. You're good.
Oh God, that's too much pressure.
Maybe you can perform at the Fire Festival.
maybe if I do well tonight, they'll
you
take me
perform.
There, and I could do a whole set there. They could put me on the marquee, like Kendall Jenner and me.
In the promo.
Oh my God, that's so funny. So it's a holiday weekend.
Yes. What are you going to do?
Friday night, I feel like we have something to do. I'm not entirely sure. But on Saturday, I'm taking all the kids to South Coast Plaza.
Okay.
Each of them wanted to go shopping for something or other. And I wanted to take them to see those hand-painted trunks at Louis Vuitton because that woman is just so talented. I just wanted them to see. Anyway, and they've been asking to go to dinner at Anki. So I just thought we'd have a day.
Yeah.
And I told Terry to Rancho Relaxo at home while I take the kids shopping and then just to meet us later for dinner. Because he doesn't like shopping, which I don't blame him, and it's fine. And then he gets painful when we do that anyway. So he'll just meet us for dinner. And then I think Kat is having some friends over on Sunday. I'm not doing a party.
No?
Mm-mm.
You're like not in the party mood.
No.
Or maybe like a last minute, you can just invite some of your friends over?
No, not in the mood. Nope. And we're leaving
this
town.
This summer, you haven't done anything.
No, I have been entertaining. Little things, little dinner parties, stuff like that.
But nothing in the backyard, like no pool, no nothing.
No, just for us.
Yeah.
just for us.
That's fun.
But we're leaving for New York the following week and then Cabo. There's just like a lot. And I'm planning the Sweet 16 for the twins. And I'm planning Kat's 13th birthday, which feels like, you know, feels like a bat mitzvah, even though she's not having a bat mitzvah. So I just, there's just so many big events. I'm just like.
Yeah. It's all right.
I just don't feel like doing it. And like we've had so little time off. That I feel like when there's a lull, I either want the kids to have friends over and use the pool, and I'll just stay in the background.
Right.
And so I just watch them a little bit and let them enjoy.
Yeah.
Or we have a little quiet time, just us.
Right. Well, enjoy it. So many people just walked
I know.
In. I think they're part of the Fire Festival.
Do you think they're going to be performing at the Fire Festival?
So. They could be.
All right. Well, we have to get out of there because if we don't get out of here, they may throw us in the fire. Thank you guys so much for listening. So appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube. Become a subscriber. Maybe we should do some giveaways or something.
Yeah.
Like give someone the opportunity to come in the studio with us.
Oh, look at that.
Wouldn't that be fun? I just made that up.
I mean, don't tease it.
And two tickets to the Fire Festival. So
stop.
So become a subscriber on our Heather DuBrow's World YouTube channel. Thank you for listening to today's show, and thanks again, our fabulous sponsors. Be sure to check out the show description for links to Brooklinen, Canvas 1839 CBD, Pluto TV, TrueCar, and my Amazon influencer page. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather DuBrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. No credit card needed, no sign up. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big.